Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Ellie, it is surprisingly difficult to give money away without causing more harm than help. People don't always realize that. But if you're not sure, just look at the life history of lottery winners who suddenly get $10 million. And you see lives almost invariably that have deteriorated and are unrecognizably miserable. It is very, very difficult to give large sums of money, or for that matter, even smaller sums of money away without causing harm rather than help. Very, very hard.
You think you know what it takes to make a lot of money? Well, our next guest knows what it takes.
Shalom Tov, Beit Hasheb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
I notice y'all really can't stand it whenever I make a post defending black men. There's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who were protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who were taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Discipleship Radio.
Out in the street, they call it
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
oh, and I'm standing on the front line, oh, when the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you.
You read the Bible, Greg?
Yes.
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Hashem Av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shalishi, the Shalishi, 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 Shalishi. For the third Aliyah, the third up offering, the third reading here for this Parashat Ki Tavo, and for this Shabbat Ki Tavo, Sabbath, when thou come in. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 26. Here, Shema Yisrael, here at verse 16, Deuteronomy 26 and 16, here for the Shalishi, Shalishi, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third offering up offering. Hayom haze Yahweh Eloheka mi'esaweka la etsota eta ha chukim ha ele ve'eta ha mishpatim ve'shamarta ve'asita otam be'kol levaveka uva be'kol nafsheka. This day. The Yahweh Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah the Elohim hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgment. Hayom hazeh Yahweh Eloheka me'ez aweka la sota eta hachukim ha'ele ve'eta ha'mishpatim. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. We shamarta, we asita otam, bekola levaveka, u bekola nafsheka. Thou hast vouched that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, this day to be Eloheka, the I Elohim, true God, and to walk, to trod in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken to his voice, his vocal. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath avouched thee, this day to be his peculiar people, his treasured people, as he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee, high above all nations, all Goyim, international community, which he hath made, in praise, Isis, and in name, and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy and Isla, a set apart people, La Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, as he hath spoken. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, the Rabbi'i, hear for the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah. Fourth up offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Tavo, for this Sabbath when thou come in. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, the Hebrew book called in English Deuteronomy chapter 27. The stones of HaTorah, the stones of the law, the direction, instruction in Mount Ebal. Vayas'au Moshe v'ziknei Yisrael et ha'ama leimor shamor et kol ha'mitzvah asher anoki yameh tzaweh tekem hayom. and Moses, Moshe, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people. Riots our Moshe with Zikne Yisrael Eta Ha'am, saying, Leimor, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. Shamor Eta Kol HaMitzawa Asher Anoki HaMitzawa Etekem Hayom. And it shall be on the day when ye all shall pass over Yarden, over Jordan, to the land which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, giveth thee, I, that thou shalt set thee up great stones, and plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt write upon them all the words, all the devari of this law, of this Torah, direction, instruction, when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in to the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as Yahuwah Elohe Avoteka, as the Elohim of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs, hath promised thee. Therefore, it shall be when ye, when y'all be gone over Yarden, over Jordan, that ye, y'all, shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster. And there shalt thou build an altar la Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach, the altar of Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, of whole stones. And thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, shalamim, and shalt eat there, and rejoice, lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words, all devarim, of this law, of this Torah, very plainly. Blessings and curses from Ebal and Gerizim. Verse 9. And Moshe and HaKohanim, HaLewim, the priests, the Levites, spake to call Yisrael, to all Yisrael, saying, take heed and hearken, O Yisrael. This day thou art become the people of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice, the vocal of Yahuwah Eloheka, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee, I, this day, 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 this day,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here, shalom, Chavarim, shalom, here, Wisdom Wednesday, the Wednesday podcast, Wednesday Wisdom right here, the fourth day of the Shavua here, the middle day, the fourth day of the 7 days, the Shavua. So we had the third and the fourth Aliyot, the Aliyahs, the readings here from this Torah portion, this reading and feeding right here, the 50th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong, known as Ki Tabo, when you enter in. Now, in the third Aliyah, third reading, ideally for the third day, study an aliyah day, seven aliyot for the Shabbat day, so we can kind of study it in bite-sized portions. But looking at the third aliyah, there's a particular verse here that also gives us evidence to the true interpretation of Psalm 82. Now let's go to Psalm 82 for a moment, right? We have touched on it earlier here in the season, but we have Psalm 82, right? Psalm 82 and the kind of world famous, so to speak, among all the other nations and different philosophies and ideologies concerning the interpretation. Psalm 82, we have verse 6 where it says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Right here, here, here. This particular verse right here, I have said ye are Elohim, and all of you are children, of Elyon, We have El, Elyon, El, God or power, almighty Elyon, high or the highest power, El, Elyon. One of the attributes of Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem.
Elohim, Elohim.
So on the Elohim matter, right, even from the beginning of the psalm, the first verse of the psalm that is translated in KJV, and now Psalm 82 is the standing psalm as chanted in the Heikal, in the temple, even the temple of Yerushalayim, you know, pre and up to 70 AD. We have these psalms of the evening. We say the evening psalms, the appointed psalms of the first day, second day, right, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, and also for the Shabbat day. Now, for the third day that's called in the Gregorian calendar, Tuesday, right, that third day we have Psalm 82. That's a psalm that reads in the KJV 82 and 1. It says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. He judgeth among the gods. Here, here, here. God standeth. It's interesting here, the Schofield study is pointing to 2 Corinthians 19 and 6 and I think Ecclesiastes 5 and 8 next to the first God, according to KJV, and God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. Now, from the Hebrew, as we've touched on before, this is a psalm of Asaph, Mizmor le'Asaph. We have Elohim, Nitzav, Ba'edat El, Be'kareb, Elohim, Yishpot. Bringing out from a Hebrew perspective, Psalm 82 says that God or Elohim, Nitzav standeth Ba'edat in the congregation, the Edat, El, of the Almighty, El, the power, Be'kareb, in the Kareb, in the midst. Elohim, Yishpot, in the midst, Elohim, Yishpot, he judges. Now, bringing up from the Hebrew translation, this is a Hebrew psalm here, in the midst of the judges, he judges, is a more better. Now, KJV has it as he judges among the gods. Now, note that we have Elohim in the first part of verse 1, Elohim Nitzav Ba'edat El, and in the second part, Bik Rev Elohim Yishpat, right? But then we have three of the divine attributes. We have Elohim twice and El. First part, Elohim, the power, right, the Almighty, the powers and the singularity, the true good, the true God, he who be, who he be, Yahweh Ahad, Elohim, Nitzav, standing. Now, the standing here, the verb is not the usual one in the Hebrew. We need Hebrew linguistic and scientific literacy, right? The verb here, we're looking at the verb, we're looking at the construction, the build. This is the real science of the language. The verb here, Nitzav, or Nitzav, is not the usual one denoting the opposite of sitting. The opposite of sitting is standing, but it's not the usual, the calm or kawam or kum, not the usual one. Here we have nitzav. It conveys the Hebraic idea here is taking up a position. Hold your position, ayah. Hold your position. Taking up a position for a solemn, a set apart purpose. For we know that all things work together for the good of those who love Elohim and who are called according to his purpose. So the word, the verb here, nitzav, the verb for stand, Elohim, nitzav, standeth. The idea of taking up a position for a solemn, a set-apart purpose, as we have coming forward in the Ha'azinu. Nitzavim, the Torah portion coming up here as we're coming to the fulfillment of the year, Nitzavim, that corresponds to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9. Check it. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9. And it says, Atem Nitzavim, Nitzavim, you all of y'all, speaking to call Yisrael, as we have Moshe here, even in this 50th sabbatical study right here for Ki Tavo, speaking to the new generation, right, of the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, specifically to the sons of Yisrael, this new generation that now has superseded past where their forefathers from the previous generation that Jehovah brought out of Mitzrayim, out of Kemen, out of Egypt, the Hetkapata, right, but did not bring in to the promised land. So the generation he brought out of bondage, but did not bring them in because he was not pleased with them. And because obviously they were not pleased with he who be, who he be. They grumble, they complain, they want to return to Egypt, a lot of kind of craziness. Jah was going to destroy them, but Moshe, he stepped in and advocated, and that's what we get the year for a day. The 10 spies who told lies and the people who believed them, they didn't believe the two. They believed the majority. They went after the broad way, not the straight and narrow way. And the consequence of this was the 40 years wandering in the wilderness. I like how even, Tommy Sotomayor, the way he had put it when he was talking about, he don't doubt that we black people are and could be, you know, the Israelites and the black Jews, or the Jews of the Bible, the Israelites, because when we look at them, they're like our once lost, now found people even today. This is a psychological proof. They are hard-headed as uck, and the 40 years wandering was so all the, you could say, the disobedient, or as he put it, the stupid people wandered to death. There was that generation, right, that generation that was brought out but not brought in. And when we look at the plight of our people here in the Americas and the Caribbean, it's the same psycho-spiritual, psychological fingerprint, right? The same kind of thing that we have a generation that was brought out, right, you know, out of Babylon, but did not really enter in to the promised land, both the promised land in the temporal sense and the promised land in the higher sense, that state of mind, that true King of Kings, Christ state of mind. But here, in speaking about Psalm 82, we see a secondary proof along with the first proof that we have presented concerning the true interpretation of Psalm 82, verse 6. To go over this briefly, the translation of Elohim from the Hebrew perspective here is as judges. Is as judges, and this is based on HaTorah. When we say the Torah, we can see and we have seen the connection, right, between those men, right, those men who exercise that Elohim function and therefore are his agents and therefore have his name, has his honor attached to them. So the judges, the previous Torah portion was Shoftim. It says Shoftim with Shotarim, judges and officers. Right, shall you make for you in all your gates. The Shoftim and the Shotarim, they are in the function of the Elohim. So in the Hebrew view, we view the judges collectively as the Elohim. And it comes out even more when we study the Torah, when we study the linguistics and the science of the language and how this is what makes sense out of the true interpretation, that we're not talking about, some say, a heavenlier size of other gods and the Anunnaki and all this wacky-tacky and the Nephilim. All that is in confusion because ones and ones are deep ending on the translation, which is not Hebraically scientifically sound. In other words, it's a good general translation, but to get into the details, one must get into the science of the linguistics, as well as the evidence of the scriptures. We know that Psalm 82 is a psalm of the Hebrews, of the Israelites. Therefore, we should first look to a Hebrew or Israelite interpretation. For people, they go far afield. They go back to Sumer, they go to Egypt, they go up and down and all around, and still don't have a grasp of the science of the Hebrew. So bringing out some of the basic connections here, some interpret Elohim in a different way. Some interpret Elohim as the angels. Some see the Elohim here in the Psalm here, Psalm 82, as a heavenly assize, like a heavenly council, right, before whom the tutelary gods, right, of the heathen of other nations are summoned, right, for permitting acts of violence against the innocent. And then they'll go into other misinterpretations of Enoch, you know, other misinterpretations of Sumer, Akkad, Kalna, Enuma, Elish, and all of the rest of that. Because the first fact is whack. The first fact is out of order. So the interpretation of the Psalm 82, right, which uses the Hebrew term Elohim, it depends upon the true interpretation, depends upon the true meaning, right, attached to the word Elohim and its second occurrence in verse 1. As we read the verse, first part of the verse, Elohim Nitzah Ba'adat El, second, Big Reb Elohim Yishpot. The Hebrew, Elohim standeth, or God standeth in the congregation of God. More directly, Elohim standeth in the congregation of El, the Almighty. In the midst of the judges, he judges. Big Reb Elohim, in the midst, Elohim Yishpot, Elohim judges. Right? So firstly and foremostly, the ancient Hebrew interpretation, the Targum, renders the term Elohim both as judge, right, in relation to the Almighty. The Elohim title is the title of creator, while we find it in the first chapter of Bereshit, and also as the judge, right, the judge, the judgment title. So when we're studying the Hebrew scriptures, we'll find that the Elohim title, right, an attribute is used in connection with both the creator name of Jehovah, of Yahweh, as well as the judgment name. So the interpretation renders judges, right? And this is how it has been understood, and this is how the Hebrew scriptures can verify. So accordingly, Elohim is the supreme judge. And we're looking at Elohim in the singularity of he who be who he be. He is a supreme judge, and he calls the administrators of justice in Israel. So this is actually kind of like an arraignment, so to speak, right, of corrupt judges of Israel. This is actually checking justice and peace among the Israelites. So Psalm 82 is directed, right, to the judges, or in this context here, the corrupt shoftim, or the corrupt judges of Yisrael, of Israel. And therefore, the Elohim, you say the father, right, of his sons, is calling his sons, who are the administrators of justice in Israel amongst the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to account for failing to discharge their office equitably according to the terms and conditions of the Brit of the covenant, you say of the Torah, of the Hebrew covenant between Jehovah and between Yisrael, Yasharallah. But there's that alternative. So first we have the interpretation according to the Hebrew, according to the Israelite, according to the Torah. And then we have the other interpretation according outside of the Torah, the profane, the world, the other people, you know, taking a verse in English that they barely really understand and adding on to it a lot of heathen, foreign, right, concepts, right? So some interpret Elohim as angels, right, and interpret this scene as, you know, a heavenly council before whom the tutelary so-called Elohim of the heathen, the other peoples, are summoned for permitting acts of violence against the innocent. But opposed to that false, that pseudo interpretation, is the sentence passed upon the accused. So some look at this as, you know, it could be the Nephilim, it could be the Anunnaki, it could be something else like that. This is what they try to insert there, right? But opposed to that view, because accordingly, the Nephilim, the fallen angels, or the Anunnaki, compared to the fallen angel, or these ancient astronauts, fallen angels, astronauts, is a sentence passed upon the accused where it says, y'all shall die like men. This is an idea, right, in connection with angels that is foreign to the Hebraic thought. How do we know what the Hebraic thought is? By studying the Hebrew of HaTorah, right, and other documents, both biblical and so-called extra-biblical. Now, in support of the true reading, right, of the psalm is a close parallel. There's a close parallel to the scene that we have here that is found in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 14. Let's go here, Habarim, to Isaiah chapter 3, right, verse 14, because the proper interpretation of Scripture is comparing Scripture with Scripture, right, and the Hebrew key words. Here we have chapter 3, verse 14, where it says that Yahuwah, Jehovah, will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and the princes thereof. For y'all have eaten up the vineyard, the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. Verse 15, just to add to this right here, says, what mean y'all, speaking to more than one, that y'all, speaking of more than one, beat my people, are me, to pieces, and grind the faces of the poor, saith Ha'adon, Yahuwah Tzebaot, saith the sovereign, he who be, we be, of hosts of armies. So the context of the psalm that we have right here, Psalm 82, right? Psalm 82, Elohim standeth in the congregation of El, of the Almighty. He judgeth among the Elohim. How long will you all judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked of the ratchet? Throughout these Torah readings and feedings here with Moshe in Deuteronomy is given his farewell address and sermon and warning and direction instruction to a new generation of the Israelites, the children of the previous disobedient wandering in the wilderness 40-year generation. There's an emphasis right on righteous judgment. Tzedek, tzedek terdof, justice, justice shalt thou pursue. There's also an emphasis against partiality to faces. A judge, a true judge, is not to have facial recognition. That means it's not about the person, their status, their standing, but it's about the case. It's about the merits for or against the case. It says defend the poor. Uh-oh, that matches the language here in the prophet Yeshaya. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 14, Jehovah will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people, right? The elders and the princes, even those princes who have the honor, right, of Shoftim, Shotarim, and therefore collectively of the Elohim, right? For y'all have eaten up the vineyard. They've eaten up the vineyard or the vineyard, the spoil of the poor is in their houses. They rob the poor. And Jah says to them through the prophet, what mean y'all? I mean, what mean y'all? Like, it's like, remember what we're saying, Willis, what's the different stroke? What you talking about, Willis? Like, what mean y'all? What you're talking about that y'all beat, right? What does this mean that you're beating my people to pieces and you're grinding the faces of the poor? There's a lot much more that can be reasoned on there. Because there's a bad, messed up psychology regarding poverty, regarding money, because of these times of the Gentiles. But then we get to recognize there was already a pre-existing condition of disobedience amongst the Israelites even before we came under these latter-day Gentiles. But here, verse 3 says, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked, of the ratchet, of the wicked greedy. Verse 5, they know not the people whom the judges and office of Israel have a duly appointed duty to fulfill, right? They don't know these things, but the judges, the officers, like when Yeshua said to the scribes and Pharisees that y'all have the keys of the kingdom, speaking about the Torah, the scripts, but y'all don't enter into it. Y'all don't walk it out and live it out. And any one of the people who seeks to, you know what I mean? You prevent them from doing it. So they know not, neither will they understand. It's like when they said concerning, was it John chapter, was that chapter 6? In chapter 6, look at verse 66, 666, an interesting verse. But in chapter 6, the Pharisees, the scribes and Pharisees, right, they say that the people that don't know the Torah are cursed. But check out the irony. They are the ones who are supposed to teach the people the Torah. Right? That's why Yeshua said, y'all have the keys of the kingdom, but y'all don't enter in. But anybody who want to get in, y'all block him. Right? That's why it says, they know not. This is a condemnation on the judges of Israel, not on so-called Anunnaki, Nephilim, foreign gods, or other people's gods, or some spooky thing somebody made up. No, this is the judgment upon those who were responsible for ministering Elohim, Yahuwah Eloheinu's judgment, that the other people that you're supposed to judge, the poor, the needy, you know, the innocent, they don't know what you know is Jah's judgment as clearly as y'all know, because that was given to you to fulfill your duty. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. And then it brings us here to this verse, 82, verse 6. People say, I'm a God. We're all gods, because in the Bible, Psalm 82, verse 6, there's a context to it. And this is, when people take these out of context and try to apply it, in ancient Israel, right, with the proper order, right, of Israel's kingdom standing, you would be in contempt of court, maybe even perjury, by bringing in these outside other people's Elohim, other people's gods, whatever, right? Verse 6 says, I have said, y'all are Elohim, speaking to these judges, right, the Shoftim and Shotarim, and all of you are children, right? All of y'all are children of Elyon. Now I'm bringing in the sense of Elyon, because in the Hebrew it's Elyon. The verse here in question, right? The verse here in question, or we're really answering to these questions with the facts, the Hebrew science here. Here it says right here, Ani, Amarti, Ani, I myself, Amarti, Ani, Amarti, I myself have said, Elohim, Atem. Atem is a pronoun to say y'all, you all, when speaking to a group of mandem, right? Like the Shoftim, the Shotrim, and the ancients, the Ziknei Yisrael, the ancients of Israel. Ani Amarti, Elohim, Atem. So here they're saying, Elohim, you all of y'all are Elohim, speaking to the judges. Second part of the verse, Uvnei Elyon Kulkem, Ubnei and Bnei, and sons of Elyon, and sons of the Most High, sons of the Highest, Elyon Kulkem, all of y'all. But now the all of y'all, Kulkem, ever say Kulken, it might be speaking like to a group of women. But here we know it's speaking to a group of men, because it's Kulkem, right? Like Aten. It was saying Aten, then speaking to a group of women. So here, the Elohim Atem, this is what points to the sons of Yisrael, who are the judges. The congregation of El, like El Elyon, in the Melchizedek scene in Bereshit in Genesis, El Elyon, right? Another attribute of Yahweh, of Yahuwah. He who be who he be is El, Almighty Elyon. He is the Almighty, the Highest, the Almighty, the Highest. Right, the all-powerful, the judges, Elohim. In Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, in the Torah, you find the connection between the judges, the Shoftim, and the Shotarim, the judges and officers, and the title collectively upon them of the Elohim. In Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, Exodus chapter 22, verse 7 and 8, and verse 27, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25, and the word in the Hebrew sense, right, and the science of the Hebrew, especially the Torah, the word Elohim occurs in a judicial function. So we know that the attribute with Yahweh is of the creator, Elohim, the powers, even the nature of natures, the power of powers, as Elohim is plural, but the verb used, right, is always in the singularity of he be the natures, he be the powers, he who be who he be, right? The word is used in the creator sense of Elohim, right, as well as in the judicial sense of Yahweh being Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, the judge, the supreme judge. And therefore, Yisrael, his son, right, Yisrael, his son, and of the son Yisrael, there are the judges, right, of Yisrael that have that responsibility. So on the principle of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, where it reads that the judgment is Elohim, the judgment is Elohim, the men who are called to be judges and officers, shoftim v'shotrim, they administer justice, and they are considered to be his agents. As such, therefore, they have his name as well as his title, right? They have his name, Yahweh, Yahweh, the Hashem, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, as well as his title, Elohim, attached to them. Right. And as we go through all of the counts that are brought out in Psalm 82, how long will y'all judge unjustly and respect the persons of the wicked, of the ratchet? We can go directly to HaTorah, right, and see where when they are being appointed and charged, they're charged directly to not do that, not to, right, judge unjustly, not to respect faces. Literally in the Hebrew, the person is the faces of the wicked, right? The basic rule from Leviticus 19:15 is thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, the face of the poor man, nor show favor to the person, the face of the mighty or the rich man. But in righteousness, betzedek, in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. So not only is this righteous judgment incumbent upon the shoftim of Yisrael, but upon all of Yisrael. The scales of justice must be held evenly without bias in favor of the poor from a feeling that the verdict against the richer party to the suit would not inconvenience him, and certainly without partiality to the man of wealth, the man of influence, the man of money or position, from a fear of the consequence to the judge, to the shofet, or as a result of bribery, as a result of bribery. So what we have in Psalm 82 is an arraignment and even an indictment. But here's where we'd like to make the connection here with the third Aliyah, right, in the 50th Torah reading and feeding in this Torah portion, Kitabo. When we go here to Deuteronomy, right, Deuteronomy chapter 26, let's go to chapter 26 in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 19. The English reads like this, and to make thee high above all nations that he hath made in praise and in name and in honor. So this is speaking to call Yisrael, all of Israel, right? But in particular to the sons of Yisrael that are called to be first in place and also in merit, right, in their duty to make, right, thee high above all nations that he, speaking of he who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, hath made in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people to Yahuwah Eloheka, to he who be thy Elohim, as he hath spoken. So we have here in verse 19 the third Aliyah, right, the third reading begins at Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 16 to verse 19. Verse 16, Chaverim, to verse 19. So at the last part of the third reading for this 50th sabbatical study from Deuteronomy chapter 26, beginning with verse 16, it's this last verse here, verse 19. Verse 19. Let's go with verse 19. U le titka elyon. U la titka elyon. And to, it's interesting, the Hebrew is like, and to give you. Like, in a sense, to make you, but from Natan, to give. Ua le titaka, and to make you, Ulatitaka Elion Al Kol Hagoyi. And to make thee, speaking to Yisrael, collectively all as like one man. Remember what he said, that Yisrael is my son, right? And to make thee high above all nations. But in the Hebrew, we have Elion. This means that with Yisrael, right, being faithful to the terms and conditions of the covenant, Yahweh would make Yisrael Elyon. Israel itself would be Elyon, would be high, most high, Al Kol HaGoyi. Ula Titecha Elyon Al Kol HaGoyi. And to make thee, Yisrael, Elyon, most high, above. So the high above in the Hebrew, Elyon, most high, all, upon, call, all, Hagoyi, all of the other nations, nationalities that he hath made. Asher, Asa, Asher, that which who? Asa, that which he has made, right? So therefore, to make Israel most high, so Israel to the other nations in covenant keeping and obedience would be Elyon, our king. The Israel king would be also Elyon, most high. So when it says in this psalm here, Psalm 82, right, and all of you are sons or children of Elyon, of the most high, seeing the connection that he has made I and I for a reason. What's the reason right here? One say, well, what is the reason for Yisrael? Well, here this verse in Deuteronomy chapter 26, right, verse 19 brings out the reason. Asher Asa, that he hath made Litahila, Litahila, Litahila. Tahila is the, you hear that, the Ilta, that's the actual kind of doing of the Tahila, the Tahila. But Tahila is praise, coming from that sound, that word sound of exaltation, of kind of a big up. Litahila in praise, Ulishem, Ulishem, and, right, that he has made in praise and in name, the Shem, Ulishem, and of name, so that we are to be high above all other nations in proper covenant keeping, in praise, Tahila, Ulishem, and in Shem, in the name, even in the Hashem, Tifara, as we have on the Tree of Life, the Tifara, that's Tifara there, right? That glory, Ula Tifaret, Ula Tifaret, and that thou mayest be a holy people. V'lehiyotika, and for you to be a people, Kadesh. Am Kadesh, or we can point it here as Am Kadosh, a people Kadosh. Am Kadosh, Am Kadosh, a people Kadosh, a people set apart, or a people holy, La Yahuwah, to Yahweh, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah Eloheka, the I Elohim, Ka'asher Diber, Ka'asher, like that which, Ka'asher Diber, Diber, as he hath Diber, as he hath spoken. So the key here, we say, well, what is the role of Yisrael? Well, here this verse brings it out as well. To make I and I, right, high above, or Elyon, above all nations that he have made, how? In what way will we be high above? In praise. Litahila, in praise, in Isis, in the soul music, soul people music. Whether we go from soul music, whether we go from Negro spiritual, whether we go to, you know, blues or even reggae, you know, in praise, Litahila, Ulishem, and in name, even the Hashem in the name, having a name, a people of name, which people have been called soul people. Why? Because of our Tahila, Litahila, Ulishem, in name, Ula Tifaret. And in Tafara, Tiferet, in glory, right? That and that thou mayest be a set apart people. A set apart people. When you talk about Negro spiritual, there's only one spiritual form of music like that. It becomes its own thing high above all other forms, right? We could say spiritual music. Even other nations feel it, right? Because that is the reality of this word right here, 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 in praise and in name and in glory. Among the nations, by virtue of Yisrael's special, this will all be by virtue of Yisrael Yasharala's special relationship with Ha'ilahim, with Ha the Elohim, as he has spoken, Ka'asha Diber, as he has spoken before, right, before the giving of HaTorah. See, this is really, as he has spoken. Now, one might think is generally as he has spoken, but no, as we study the Hebrew science of HaTorah, the knowledge, the da'at of HaTorah, we can go to Exodus chapter 19, verse 6. Let's go there. Exodus chapter 19, verse 6, as he has spoken, Ka'asher Diber, as he has spoken where? Exodus chapter 19, verse 6. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 6, what does it read? It says, and ye and y'all, the Atem, and you all, male, and you all, were Atem, Tihiyu Li, shall become for me. Mamleket, a kingdom, Kohanim, a kingdom of the priests, the Goy, and a nation, and the Goy, Kadosh, and a holy nation, and a set-apart nation. Ele ha-devarim. These are the words. Ele ha-devarim. These are the words that thou, Asher, right? That thou, here is speaking like of Moses, right? Asher tidavir. Speaking to Moses, tidavir. These are the words that thou shall speak. Asher tidavir, that you shall speak. Il b'nei, to the sons of Yisrael. Il b'nei Yisrael. So here's where, when it says in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 19, as he has spoken, Ka'asha Diber, where has he spoken this? Before, even before the giving of HaTorah to Yisrael on Har Sinai in Exodus chapter 19, verse 6, once again, from the Hebrew, Wa'atem atihiyu aliyah mamleketa kohanim v'goy kadosh eile hadibarim asher tidaber Il b'nei Yisrael, and y'all shall be to me a kingdom, a government of priests, a kingdom of priests, mamleket kohanim, and a holy nation, a set-apart nation, goy kadosh. These are the words that thou shalt speak to the sons of Yisrael. These, eile ha-devarim asher tadaber, il b'nei Yisrael. These. Now, what is interesting, there's other verses here in this section that brings out even more of the context, but connecting this directly with as he has spoken, right? So from the beginning, from before the giving of HaTorah until we get right here to the repetition, Deuteronomos means the repetition, the Mishnah HaTorah. That, why is it a repetition? Because it's to a new generation of Yasharala, a new generation of Israel. So even right here, where it reads in verse 19 of chapter 26, verse 19, that Yisrael shall be Elyon, shall be high, shall be most high above Kol HaGoyim. Now notice the word Goyi, the Goyi. Israel is called Goy Kadosh. Goy. So Israel is a nation too. When we talk about nation, the word in the Hebrew for nation is goy. The thing that separates us is we're not goyim. We're not nation. We have to be one solitary, like as one man, one corporate body, right? Goy kadosh. right? And here we have it come to the fulfillment in Moses' farewell address. So that connection with Psalm 82, verse 6, right? Verse 6 right here, where it reads right here from the Hebrew, Ani amarti Elohim atem uvene elyon kulakem. I have said, ye are Elohim atem. You are judges, right? Y'all are judges. I have said, the subject is emphatic. The I is Hailahim, is the Elohim. Elohim ha'ad, even Elohim the Father, who entrusted y'all with this function, who entrusted Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, through the Brit, the terms and conditions of the covenant, with this function. The view that I said introduces the psalmist's comment. Some might say, well, it might be the psalm writer here saying. Well, that's improbable when you read the rest of the Torah and you put things together. Y'all are Elohim. Y'all are Elohim-like beings. This is for the men, the shoftim, the judges and officers of Yisrael, even concerning the elders too, come into that category. The men who are invested with the divine, the divine prerogative. And they are also known as B'nai Elyon, sons of Elyon, even El Elyon, Kulikem, all of y'all. It was therefore incumbent upon them to conform to their father's will, to their father's will, to Elohim Ha'av, the Elohim, Hailahim's will, because they have been called and charged with that function of Elohim. And as Yisrael collectively, they are also sons of the Most High. And in correspondence to the other nations, they are also to be Most High above the other nations, but based on the merit, not like that we would have that if we disobeyed Yahweh, right? We know what the punishment for that has been, even after these 400 years, but that we would be above all nations, or Elyon, Most High, above all nations that he made in this threefold way, right? Even the Trinity, right? That fingerprint of he who be, who he be, in praise, right? The praises, the Isis, the Tehillah, in name, in the Shem, and in glory, in the Tif'aret, the Tafara, yes, I. And while we chant the chant right here, right? Let's see if we can bring this up right here. V'hu haya, v'hu hoveh, yes.
V'hu haya, v'hu hoveh, v'hu tihye, v'tifarah. V'hu haya, v'hu hoveh, v'hu tihye, v'tifarah.
Yes, bringing out the Targum interpretation, v'hu haya, v'hu oveh, v'hu yeh, v'tifarah, v'hu, and he, right, haya, v'hu haya, he who was, v'hu hoveh, hoveh, right, he who be, Yahweh, he who be, v'hu yihyeh, Yahweh, yihyeh, he who will become, will be, Betifera, in Tafari, Tifera, in glory. As we have access to the tree, right? Even that tree of life, Kabbalistically speaking, the Eitaha Hayi. And here, this name, this title, even known among the Israelites of Ethiopia, in this word of prayer, invocation, Sama.
Yesamanana Awakano, Yedasanana Aganyano. የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ El Rohim.
Prepare and smite the weapon they use to rise against I shall prosper. You'll never get away. Nazi gentleman, a militant soldier. He no need not to step up on him shoulder. He is coming from the army of the father. And only Rastaman can come over. Nazi come in at the top, and the top, and the top. And never jump, and never jump, never jump, never jump, never.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy, or you're thinking mad.
የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢመን
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on and elaborate.
Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema, to hear, also to obey, to be obedient. So both hearing in the Hebrew as a sense of to hear, right, to listen, to hear, and also to obey, the Shema. Shema is a command, Shema, speaking to all the Israel as one man, Shema. So I'll speak to a plural group of people to hear, like Shema'u, Shema'u. So here we have Shema'a Yisrael, here, O Israel, Israel, Yahweh, son, according to HaTorah and the scripture. So here, let's zoom in on one of the subjects here in this 50th sabbatical study, and this is concerning these two mountains, Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. Mount Ebal. What is Mount Ebal? Let's get the metaphysics
Right, let's get into the Hebrew metaphysical science of these two mountains. Upon one mountain is to be pronounced the blessing, right, the baraka, right, and the berkot, and on the other, the kelalot, the curses or the consequences. So it's such on Ebal, in ancient Pointing Ebal, some modern Hebrew, Eval, modern Hebrew, Ebal, right? It's Ein, Yod, Beit, and Lamed, Ebal. This, the meaning is stone or be a mountain. And this is what's very interesting because there's a lot of activities, right? Was it blue pill or, I don't know, red pill? They had something going on Stone Mountain. If you wanted to highlight, if you're on Moorish TV, they highlighted this whole Stone Mountain thing going on. And then some other, you know, some of our people down there have been battling this whole Stone Mountain thing because of the Confederate, you know, because of the racism, right, and the evil that has been done, you know, to our people vis-a-vis that particular mountain, Stone Mountain. But let's touch on Ebal, right? Ebal in the Hebrew comes out to mean stripped of all covering. Therefore, bare mountain or stone mountain, Ebal, right? To be bare, to be naked, to be barren, also to be stone, Ebal, right? So we have the word Ebal. And the first, right, we say the first the physical, going to the physical, first to the natural aspect, the physical aspect, and then we get to the metaphysical, since the root of metaphysical is, of course, the five cycles. So from the natural, from the plain view, firstly, Ebal, as a name, was son of Shobal, the grandson of Seir, the Horite, Genesis 36:23. Secondarily, we have Ebal as a mountain in Samaria, on the opposite side of a valley from Mount Gerizim. So we have these two mountains. One mount is Ebal, and the other mount is Gerizim. When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, entered the promised land, half of the tribes stood on Har Ebal, on Mount Ebal, and pronounced the curses, the kelalot, the consequences, the curses that would come upon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, if they disobeyed HaTorah, right, if they disobeyed the Torah of HaElohim. The other half stood on Mount Gerizim, and declared the berkot, the barakas, the blessing, the increase, the word sound, and power of prosperity that would follow obedience. So there's the consequences, right, the curses, the consequences on Ebal, right, and then on Gerizim, the berkot, the blessings. So if one heard, right, you know, Shama, if one Shama, right, then there is baraka, there's blessing, prosperity. If lo shama, if one did not hear or disobey, there would be curses or consequences. We have this in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 29, as well as Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 13. Now, metaphysically speaking, metaphysically speaking, Ebal, right, is the activity, represents the activity of HaTorah in an adverse way. The activity of Torah in an adverse way, because remember on Mount Ebal, on the mountain, on the Beer Mountain, on Stone Mountain, the ancient Hebrew Stone Mountain, the activity of HaTorah in an adverse or an adversarial way, the Satan, the adversarial sense, in those who think and act out of harmony with the divine, with the divine principle. The divine principle, the divine truth, represented by HaTorah. It is that which is in us. What does Ebal represent metaphysically? That which in us, in I, that takes cognizance, right? Cognizance, recognition of the working out of error that results from ignorance and disobedience. So the outworking of error that is the result from ignorance, not knowing. Remember, it says they know not, neither do they. Not knowing, ignorance. or ignoring, whether you don't know or you are willfully ignorant, and disobedience. This phase of the activity of HaTorah, so the Torah has a twofold, it's like a double-edged sword. When we get that to the word, it's like a double-edged, you know, the sword of Yahweh, right? It's like a double-edged sword, right? This phase of the activity of HaTorah always, and in all ways, it seems hard like a stone, above, to the sense consciousness, right, upon that which it falls. And it surely makes bare, to say barren. In other words, it exposes the nothingness, Ein Sof, the nothingness, all that does not measure up, right, to the truly spiritual, according to HaTorah. So here, touching on the Ebal, the mountain, right, the stone mountain. Now, the other mountain is known as Gerizim. Now, Gerizim is it's interesting, right? Gerizim is interesting because Gerizim, we also have the sense of circumcision, right? And what's interesting also is that we get the word sound of circumcision of the heart, right? The circumcision of the heart. That's a very important point that we find that in the Old Testament, what's called the Old Testament scripture, the circumcision of the heart. So how new is this sense of the circumcision and the heart circumcision spoken of in the Brit Chadasha, since we see that it was already there at the groundation, right? But it's like when that movie where he says, I want to know what truth is. You want to know what truth is? Can you handle the truth, right? The truth, well, they was told the truth then, but only in the Brit Chadasha does it come more fully fulfilled because they needed to get experience. They needed to have experience. Experience sometimes is the best teacher. Experiential knowledge. You know it not just because intellectually, right? Or you know it not just because, you know, you feel it emotionally, for most emotional knowledge, but you know it because you experience it. Gerizim. You have Gerizim. Gerizim means shorn places, shorn, like something like you cut it, you know, like cut places or shorn places, waste places. Also barren deserts, cutters, Gerizim, cutters, rocky places, rocky road, you know, easy road, a rocky road, right? Gerizim. Also a sense of cut up, Gerizim, right? In the plural sense because of the im at the end. But the Gerez, to cut in that sense, even to kind of circumcise, right? This is the Mount of Baraka. This is the heart of Baraka, the Mount of blessing of the word sound for prosperity and increase in the land of Canaan. We have Deuteronomy 11:29, as well as Joshua chapter 8, verse 33. 11:29, as well as Joshua 8 and 33. So let's touch on Gerizim right here. Gerizim in the Hebrew, cuttings off, right? We have cuttings off, Gerizim in the Hebrew. We have a mountain in northern Israel in Ephraim near Shechem. From that, the Berakot, the blessings, were read to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, the rank and file Israelites on entering into the Afra-Canaan, the Canaan land, the site of the Samaritan temple built after the captivity. So we also have Gerizim as the site of the Samaritan, right, temple that was built after the captivity. Gerizim, cut up from the root, geraz. Geraz means to cut off, right, or to be cut off, right? So the meta, what's the metaphysical of Gerizim? Gerizim now represents the working of HaTorah, the working of the direction, instruction, the working of the law, the divine principle in Berakot, in prosperities, in increase, in blessings, and in Tov, and good, Tawab, and good to those who think and act. Who think and act. Remember, faith and work, thinking, as a man thinking in his heart, right? And act,
right, in harmony with the divine, the divine principle. It is that which in us, in I and I, takes cognizance, recognition, cognizance of the working out of life, health, peace, joy, plenty, and every good, every tawab, every tov, every good in our life, in our liberty, because of our understanding, our understanding, our overstanding of and obedience to the Torah, right, the direction, instruction of Ha'ilahim, of the power of the Elohim, the nature of nature. Now, this phase of activity of HaTorah that builds up the seeming waste places, right? Building up that which is the waste place. It cutting out the error and establishing the Tov, the Tawab, HaTov, the good. Reference here is Ebal, right, the Mount of Cursing, the opposite of here, Gerizim, the Mount of Baraka, the Mount of Blessing, right? So these two mountains, right, and the metaphysical implication of these two mountains, even in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Covenant, the Renewed Covenant sense. Just touching on some of the basics here, you can pick up with a little bit more, brothers and sisters, here. Looking at the time here on the air, we have today's daily psalm. So here in the season with Psalm 148, we have a psalm of creation, of iration, of creation, right? Remember the Elohim name concerning Jehovah, Yahweh, Hey HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, has a twofold aspect. One, in the creator sense, the powers in singularity. So Elohim in Genesis chapter 1 represents the powers, right, the natures or the powers in singularity and working through the divine feminine principle of Chokmah. Chokmah is known as the Reishis, right, the Reishis in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. More details, Proverbs chapter 8. So when we say Bereishis, right, Hebraically, from the science of the Hebrew scriptures, we're saying in wisdom, in she, the divine feminine principle from the very beginning, see Proverbs chapter 8, Bereishis, right? And the Reishis is Chokmah. And Chokmah, we can say, is the mother, as Rabbeinu Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, who the world called Jesus Christ, what did he say? He said that wisdom is justified by all of her children. As we study from the Hebrew perspective, we see that wisdom and even understanding is she, right? These attributes of he who be who he be. So we have today's psalm, Psalm 148, all creation to praise Ha'ilahim, the power, the true good, the true God. Everything in the heavens, the place of the celestial waters, and on the earthly plane, is invited to join in a universal chorus of laudation. Now, in the Hebrew, the laudation is the tehillah. The tehillah, literally is the il-il-il-il-il-il, the ililta, tehil, halel, ilil, halel, the Hallelujah. We have the Hallelujah. Do Elota to Yah, to he who be. That's what the Hallelujah is, an invocation. Hallelujah. All of your Hallelujah to exalt. So literally, it's a that sound, that word sound. But also it is praise. So that word sound directly is like a big up, kind of like a big up vibe. Elota, like for victory. Right? It can be used in times of sadness or in times of happiness and joy. In the Hebraic sense, the Hallelujah is praises, exaltation to Yah. Yah is the Savior name of Yisrael, Yah, which is referred to as the shortened form or the bigrammaton of the tetragrammaton, the YHWH. So there's a universal chorus
of praise of Isis. The occasion for this signal outburst of praise of Tehillah is indicated in the closing verse of the Mizmor. Even today, Psalm Mizmor Kof Mem Het. What's his closing verse? Right? This verse is an allusion to Yisrael's return. So the closing verse of today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm 148, the closing verse, it sums up the occasion. And the occasion is Yisrael Yasharala's return, return from the Galut, overcoming Goliath, the return after exile. It was an event of significance for the whole world. The triumph of the divine, the divine purpose that had meaning to the entire universe, the universal meaning. So that which happens to I and I, once lost, now found as Israel, has a universal import for all humanity. What is the closing verse right here? The closing verse right here is to execute, to do what? I went up into Psalm 149 verse 9. The closing verse here in Psalm 148, Slika, right, is verse 14 right here. Verse 14 says this right here. And he hath lifted up a horn for his people. And he has ram, caused it to be high. Wayaram, karen. He has lifted up a horn, le'amo, a horn for his people, a horn of his people. Wayaram, karen. Karen is a horn, le, for, or of, amo, of his people. A praise, an Isis, Tehillah, the Elilta, the song, word, sound, power of exaltation. The Tehillah, Lekol Chasidayo, Lekol Chasidav, Lekol Chasidayo, of all his Chasidim, of all of the Chasidim, of all of his saints. Tehillah, Lekol Chasidayo, even for the children of Yisrael. Livnei Yisrael, for the Bnei, for the sons of Yisrael. Livnei Yisrael, a people near to him. Am Kerovo, people Kerovo. Karab, near to him. Am Kerovo. Philip. Hallelujah. So the occasion for the praise, the occasion for the eyes is right here, for this hallelujah song, for this Tehillah song, is his lifting up a horn for his people, the horn of his people. And we can't help to point to the natural, right, reflection of that heavenly divine world looking at the east, looking to the east, the horn of Africa, right, Ethiopia, this man was born there, the horn of Africa, that horn, the horn of David. He has lifted up a horn, Wayarem Karena Le'amo. Also refer to Psalm LXXXIX, Psalm 89 and 18. Elohim Ha'ab, even Elohim the Father has restored Yisrael Yasharala, even we, the Beta Israel, once lost, now found, black and brown people of the house of Yisrael, our honor after the humiliation, the degradation, the humiliation of the captivity. Even after these 400 years, a praise, a what? A praise, Isis, remember, soul people, the Negro spiritual, from the Negro spiritual, the soul people music, to even the roots, reggae, a praise for all his saints, Tehillah, Lekol Hasidayo. This redemptive act is a theme, Chavarim. This is the theme for the Beta Israel, for the Beit Yisrael at home and abroad, to whom Elohim has manifested his love, Jah love, Yahuwah, give us true love. We need not, you know, search no more. A people for who? For a people, even for the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel. Who are the people, the children of Israel? The B'nai Yisrael, they are the Am Karobo. Am Karobo. Who are the Am Karobo? Karobo. Am Karobo. Karobo. The people near to him. Ha El, Hayel, the Almighty, Hailahim, the Elohim has proved himself near to Yisrael, to Yasharala. We have Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7. In coming to their rescue and thereby acknowledge the people's nearness to him, even to he who be HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. As a kingdom of priests, Mamlekat Kohanim, and as a holy nation, a Goy Kadosh, according to Shemot, according to Exodus, chapter 19, verse 6. For this recognition, better recognize B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Israel, for this recognition of Yasharal of Yisrael in particular, we have the obligation, right, the duty of praising him, of giving thanks and praise, eyes is eye. So here, today's daily psalm, all creation is to praise, eyes is to praise he who be who he be. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. So here, let's ride up here on the dub wise. From creation, Don Carlos dub right here, English KJV with the Hebrew highlights. Come on.
Repatriation, I'm
repatriation, return. Yes,
oh yes, I want you to know. Creation. From creation, I mandate on ya. Tribulation.
Psalm 148.
Mizmor Kuf Memchet.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Hallelujah et Adonai min ha-shamayim. Hallelujah bam-meromim.
Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. מזמור קוף ממחת, הללויה. הללו את אדוני מן השמיים, הללוהו במרומים, הללוהו כל מלאכיו, הללוהו כל צבאיו, הללוהו שמש וירח, הללוהו כל כוכבי אור, הללוהו שמי השמיים והמים אשר מעל השמיים, יהללו את שם אדוני, כי הוא ציווה ונבראו, ויעמידם לעד לעולם, חוק נתן ולא יעבור. הללו את אדוני מן הארץ, תנינים וכל תהומות, אש וברד, שלג וכיתור, רוח שערה עושה דברו, ההרים וכל גבעות, עץ פרי וכל ארזים, החיה וכל בהמה, רמס וציפור כנף, מלכי ארץ וכל לאומים, שרים וכל שופטי ארץ, בחורים וגם בתולות, זקנים עם נערים, יהללו את שם אדוני, כי נשגב שמו לבדו, הודו על ארץ ושמיים, וירם קרן לעמו, תהילה לכל חסידיו, לבני ישראל עם קרובו, הללויה.
So here, that's right off the Royal Amharic, right? And then getting into some more of the details of today's healing psalm and see how it reflects here in this Torah reading and feeding right here. It's right off the Royal Amharic on the creation, from creation.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Bob, what you say about this, Amharic?
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know? But we want the next verse with Amharic. We want the next verse with Amharic.
Well, here it is.
Oh yes, I want you to know. Creation.
From creation, I'm and the Anya. Tribulation. I'm on the
መዝሙር መቶ አርባ ስምንት የሐጌና የዘካርያስ መዝሙር። ሃሌሉያ። እግዚአብሔርን ከሰማያት አመስግኑት፣ በአርያም አመስግኑት፣ መላእክቱ ሁሉ አመስግኑት፣ ሰራዊቱ ሁሉ አመስግኑት፣ ፀሐይና ጨረቃ አመስግኑት፣ ከዋክብትና ብርሃን ሁሉ አመስግኑት፣ ሰማየ ሰማያት አመስግኑት፣ የሰማያት በላይም ውሃ። እርሱ ብሏልና ሆኑ፣ እርሱ አዟልና ተፈጠሩ። የእግዚአብሔርን ስም ያመስግኑ፣ ለዘላለም ዓለም አቆማቸው። ትእዛዝን ሰጠ አያልፉም፣ እባቦች ጥልቆችም ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ከምድር አመስግኑ። እሳትና በረዶ አመዳይና ውርጭ፣ ቃሉንም የሚያደርግ አውሎ ነፋስም፣ ተራሮች ኮረብቶችም ሁሉ፣ የሚያፈራም ዛፍ ዝግባም ሁሉ፣ አራዊትም እንስሳትም ሁሉ፣ ተንቀሳቃሾችም የሚበሩ ወፎችም፣ የምድር ነገሥታት አሕዛብም ሁሉ፣ አለቆች የምድርም ፈራጆች ሁሉ፣ ጎልማሶችና ቆነጃጅቶች፣ ሽማግሌዎችና ልጆች፣ የእግዚአብሔርን ስም ያመስግኑ። ስሙ ብቻውን ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና፣ ምስጋናውም በሰማይና በምድር ላይ ነው። የሕዝቡንም ቀንድ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋል። የቅዱሳኑንም ሁሉ ምስጋና ወደ እርሱ ለቀረበ ለእስራኤል ልጆች ሕዝብ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋል። ሃሌሉያ።
Psalm 148.
Mizmor Kuf Memchet.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Hallelujah et Adonai min ha-shamayim. Hallelujah bammeromim, 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 bammeromim.
Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor Meto Arba Sement. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor Meto Arba Sement. From the Mezmor Dawit of Nkus Neges, from the Psalms of David, according to the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, we have Psalm 148. And today's daily psalm is themed, Fitrete Olam Hulu Yameskin, Yameskin, Yameskin. Praise all the creation of the world, the entirety of the iration of the creation, praise the praise. Fitrete Olam Hulu Yameskin, today's daily psalm. And we have a superscription here, and we find this superscription is not found in the KJV. It's referred to in the Judaic studies, that we have it here, Bamarinya in the Metzav Kedusa says, Ye Hagena Ye Zacharias Mezmor. Psalm, a chant, intonation of Haggai and Zachariah, or Zacharias, Ye Hagena, Ye Zacharias Mezmor, today's daily psalm, a psalm of Haggai and Zacharias, today's daily psalm, Fitrete Olam Hulu Yameskin, Yameskin, praise, praise, Kutaran, verse 1, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Gziavirin, Kasamayata, Amesknut, Aryam, Amesknut, praise, Isis, Miskaneyom, Hallelujah, Ilililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililililil Ameskenut, praise you, give Mizgana you to Ekziavia, the sustainer, the excellent, the generous, the open-handed Ab Father, Be'aryam, Ameskenut, praise him, Mizgana him in the heights.
Melaiktu hulu, ameskinut sarawitu hulu, ameskinut. Praise Isis Yahim, all his angels. Praise Neskana Isis Yahim, all his hosts. Sahayina Chereka, ameskinut. Kawakibitina Burhan hulu, ameskinut. Praise Isis Yahim, sun and moon. Isis Yahim, praise him, Neskana him, all ye y'all stars of light. Samaya Samayata Meskinut, Yes Samayata Belayim Awucha, praise him, Isis him, Skana him, ye y'all heavens of heavens, heaven of the heavens, and ye y'all waters that be above the heavens. Arsub Lualina Hulum Arsum Azizu Alina Tefet Arum Ya Egaziavi Harin Sema Ya Meskinut. Make them praise Isis Miskana, the name of Egeziah, Beher, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed our Father, for he commanded and they were created. Lizalem Alem Komacho, Tizazin Seta, Ayala Fumim, Ayal Fumim, he hath also established them for ever, forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Ibabo cha tilakochim hulu egaziabi harina kamidara meskinut. Praise Miskana, Miskana egaziabi her sustainer from the earth, ye dragoons, ye dragons, and all deeps. Isatina bredo amedayina worch kalunyam yadariga aulo nefasim, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Tararoch korepto chimhulu yemiya ya feram azaf zigbam hulu. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Arawitim in sisatim hulu ten kesak ashochim yemiya bereruwa wafochim. Beast and all cattle, creeping things, tings, creeping things and all flying fowl. Yemidr negestata ahzabim hulu alikocha yemidrim farajo chulu. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. Gulmasochina Kwanajajitocha Shemaglewochina Lijoch, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Ye ekaziavi harin sema ya meskinu simu abichawin kefkefa below alina miskana wima besamayina be midrlainu. Make them, let them, make them praise Isis Miskana. Give thanks and praise Isis, the name of Egeziabihar. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Yeah, his gunimak en kef kef yadargal. Yeah, kedu sanunim hulu miskana or ersu lek arrebe le Israel le jocha his kef kef yadargal. Hallelujah. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise, the Isis, the miskana of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise ye, Yah, hallelujah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of...
Let them dance, Jaja.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
مزمور بطار باسمنت يهاجينا يزكارياس مزمور هاليلويا اكزياب هيرن كسمايا تامس جنوت باريام امس جنوت ملاكتو هلو امس جنوت سراويتو هلو امس جنوت اهينا جاركا امس جنوت كواكب تنابرهان هلو امس جنوت سمايا سمايا تامس جنوت يسمايا تبلايموها እርሱ ብሏልና ሆኑ እርሱ አዟልና ተፈጠሩ የእግዚአብሔርን ስም ያመስግኑት ለዘላለም ዓለም አቆማቸው ተዛዝን ሰጠ አያልፉም እባቦች ጥልቆችም ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ከመድር አመስግኑት እሳትና በረዶ አመዳይና ውርጭ ቃሉንም የሚያደርግ አውሎ ነፋስም ተራሮች ኮረብቶችም ሁሉ የሚያፈራም ዛፍ ዝግባም ሁሉ አራዊትም እንስሳትም ሁሉ ተንቀሳቃሾችም የሚበሩ ወፎችም የምድር ነገስታት አህዛብም ሁሉ አለቆች የምድርም ፈራጆች ሁሉ ጎልማሶችና ቆነጃጅቶች ሽማግሌዎችና ልጆች የእግዚአብሔርን ስም ያመስግኑ ስሙ ብቻውን ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና ምስጋናውም በሰማይና በምድር ላይ ነው የሕዝቡንም ቀንድ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋል የቅዱሳኑንም ሁሉ ምስጋና ወደ እርሱ ለቀረበ ለእስራኤል ልጆች ህዝብ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋል ሃሌሉያ
አዎ ስሙ ስሙ ቆይ 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 እስቲ እስቲ ምስጋና ምስጋና በአማርኛ in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest as Ethiopia the king of kings ምስጋና means thanks and praise so ምስጋና ምስጋና I see in his holy place each and every day ምስጋና let mean ምስጋና day by day day by day we give praise so shekla Shekla has come to baptize No!
Thank you. all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
מזמור קוף ממחת, הללויה. הללו את אדוני מן השמיים, הללוהו במרומים, הללוהו כל מלאכיו, הללוהו כל צבאיו, הללוהו שמש וירח, הללוהו כל כוכבי אור, הללוהו שמי השמיים והמים אשר מעל השמיים. יהללו את שם אדוני, כי הוא ציווה ונבראו, ויעמידם לעד לעולם, חוק נתן ולא יעבור. הללו את אדוני מן הארץ, תנינים וכל תהומות, אש וברד, שלג וכיתור, רוח שערה עושה דברו, ההרים וכל גבעות, עץ פרי וכל ארזים, החיה וכל בהמה, רמס וציפור כנף, מלכי ארץ וכל לאומים, שרים וכל שופטי ארץ, בחורים וגם בתולות, זקנים עם נערים, יהללו את שם אדוני, כי נשגב שמו לבדו, הודו על ארץ ושמיים, וירם קרן לעמו, תהילה לכל חסידיו, לבני ישראל עם קרובו, הללויה.
Psalm 148.
Mizmor Kuf Memchet.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Hallelujah et Adonai min ha-shamayim. Hallelujah bammeromim.
Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord,
For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Mizmor kuf memchet, hallelujah. Hallelu et Adonai min ha-shamayim, hallelu bam-meromim, hallelu kol malachav, hallelu kol tzeva'av. הללוהו שמש וירח, הללוהו כל כוכבי אור, הללוהו שמי השמיים והמים אשר מעל השמיים, יהללו את שם אדוני כי הוא ציווה ונבראו, ויעמידם לעד לעולם, חוק נתן ולא יעבור. הללו את אדוני מן הארץ, תנינים וכל תהומות, אש וברד, שלג וקיטור, רוח שערה עושה דברו, ההרים וכל גבעות, עץ פרי וכל ארזים, החיה וכל בהמה, רמס וציפור כנף, מלכי ארץ וכל לאומים, שרים וכל שופטי ארץ, בחורים וגם בתולות, זקנים עם נערים, יהללו את שם אדוני, כי נשגב שמו לבדו, הודו על ארץ ושמיים, וירם קרן לעמו, תהילה לכל חסידיו, לבני ישראל עם קרובו, הללויה.
Elect of Joliet of this world, remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwarpic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah et Yahuwah min hashamayim. Hallelujah ba-mir-romim. Hallelujah. Praise ye Jehovah. Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Israel. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi Tzedek. Mizmor Kof Mim Chet. Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Israel. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi Tzedek. Mizmor Kof Mim Chet. Kof Mim Chet. Psalm 148, Psalm CXLVIII. Hallelujah. Hallelujah et Yahuwah min hashamayim. Hallelujah ba-mir-romim. Hallelujah. Praise ye Jehovah from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Hallelujah. Praise y'all Jah. Praise y'all he who be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah et Yahuwah min hashamayim. Praise y'all, Jehovah, from the heavens. Hallelujah et Yahuwah min hashamayim. Hallelujah ba-mir-romim. Praise him. Hallelujah. Bamiromim. In the heights. Bamorim. Bamiromim and the Morim. In the heights. Here, here, here. The Aleph, the first verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Chet. Kof Mim Chet. Psalm 148. These words were spoken to the creatures in heaven. And who are they? The ministering angels, the ministering angels, to whom it was said, praise y'all him, all his angels. Hallelujah. Kol malatayo. Praise y'all him. Hallelujah. Praise who? Praise him. Hallelujah. Kol malatayo. All his angels. Kol malatayo. Even as there are many hosts of creatures on earth, on the earthly plane, so are there many in the heavens. Because the verse says, according to Bereshit, Genesis 2 and 4, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. Eile toldota hashamayim weha aretz. Behibar ama biyoma esota Yahuwah Elohim Eretza Wishamaim. These are the generations, Eile Toldot. These are the generations of the heaven, of the heavens, Eile Toldot HaShemaim, and of the earth, V'ha'aretz, when they were created, B'hibar'am, in the day, B'yom, that Jehovah Elohim made earth and heaven, B'yom Esota Yehovah Elohim Eretz HaShemaim. Therefore, it is said, praise ye, praise y'all him, all his angels, all his angels, praise y'all him, all his hosts. Hallelujah, call a malakayo. Hallelujah, call a tzebo. Call a tzeboayo. Praise y'all him. Hallelujah, all his angels. Call a malakayo. Hallelujah, praise y'all him, call us Eboayo, praise y'all him, all his hosts. Who are these?
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 Tzaba, Tzabaayo, Tzaba, Tzabi. Here, here, here. Tzaba, Tzaba, host is here derived from Tzabi, wish or will. So who are these hosts? They who do the will of Elohim, the true good, the true God, of whom it is said, bless the Lord, all ye, all y'all, his hosts, ye, y'all, ministers of his, that do his pleasure, according to the words of Psalm 103, verse 21. Baruch Hu Yahuwah, call us Eba'ayo. Me shartayo osea ritzono. Bless y'all Jehovah, Barku Yahuwah, all ye, all y'all his hosts. Call us Ebayo, ye y'all ministers of his. Me shartayo that do his pleasure. Osea ritzono. Hence here, praise ye him, all his hosts. Hallelujah, call us bio, praise y'all him, all his hosts. Hallelujah, call us bio. Now this reasonment midrash, it follows the opinion of Rav Yehoshua Joshua, who maintained that the creatures of the earth, of the earthly plane, as well as those of Hashemayim, of the heavens, were created in the heights and thus came from the heavens. Accordingly, the terms angels, angels, his angels called Malakayo, and hosts, and his hosts called Ebayo, are taken as referring to the righteous man. Praise y'all him, sun and moon. Praise y'all him, hallelujah. Shemesha we Yareyach. Praise y'all him, hallelujah. Sun, Shemesh, and moon, we Yareyach. Who are meant by Shemesh?
Shemesh.
We Yareyach, by sun and moon. The patriarchs and matriarchs who are likened to the sun, Shemesh, and to the moon, Yareyach, by Joseph, Ayusef, when he said in Bereshit, in Genesis 37 and 9, and behold, the sun and the moon and 11 stars bow down to me, bow down to I. Behold, I have dreamed yet a dream more. Hineya chalamti yachalom ma'od Hineya ha-shemesha ha-yariyacha achad asara kokabima miya shetachwim li. And behold, behold the sun and the moon. Hine ha-shemesha ha-yariyach. And the 11 stars achad asar kokabim. Bow down to me. Mia shetachewim li. Praise him, all ye stars. All ye stars of light. Praise y'all him, all ye stars of light. Hallelujahu. Kola kokave or. Praise him. Hallelujahu. All y'all stars of light, call kokvei or. Who are meant by stars of light? Who are meant by kokvei or stars of light? Righteous men, of whom it is said even in Daniel 12 and 3, and they that turn the many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever, as the stars for ever and ever. Daniel 12 and 3. And they that turn the many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Hence, here, praise him, all ye stars of light. Hallelujah. Kol ha-kokvei or. From this you learn that every righteous man has his own star, Bashamayim, in the heavens, and that his star shines according to his deeds. Hence the verse means, praise him, all ye whose stars shine brightly. Hallelujahu, call the kokavei, or. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens. Praise him. Hallelujahu, shemei hashemayim. Praise him, hallelujah, ye, y'all, heavens of heavens, Shemei HaShemayim, heavens of heavens, heaven of heavens, from the phrase, Shemei HaShemayim, ye, y'all, heaven of heavens, you may learn that there are no fewer than three heavens. From this phrase, Shemei HaShemayim, you may learn that there are no fewer than three heavens. The Hebrew word, according to the Midrash, the Hebrew word is Geshamim, rains, which is evidently a contraction of the Hebrew letter Gimel, the numerical value of that is three, and the word Shemayim, heavens, that is three heavens. According to Padua, this was Dawid Luria's emendation from Geshamim, rains, Hebrew letter Gimel, numerical value of three, and the word Shemayim, heavens, that is to say three heavens. Likewise, Scripture says in 1 Kings 8 and 27, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, I. Hence hear, praise him, ye y'all heaven of heavens. Hallelujah, Shemay HaShemayim. And ye and your waters that are above the heavens, and ye and your waters that are above the heavens. With Hamayim Asher Me'Allah HaShemayim, and ye and your waters, with Hamayim that are Asher above Me'all the heavens HaShemayim. With Hamayim Asher Me'all HaShemayim, and ye and your waters that are above HaShemayim the heavens. The waters spoken of in this verse are the waters of the creation. Scripture refers to them in the verse, and Elohim called the firmament Shemayim, according to Bereshit, according to Genesis 1 and 8. Vayikra Elohim la Raki'a Shamayim, and Elohim called the firmament heaven. Vayikra Elohim la Raki'a Shamayim. As if to say, Sa Mayim, be laden with water. Sa Mayim, be laden with water. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, moving forward to the Hey, the fifth verse that reads, Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Let them praise the name of the Lord. Yehallelu et shem Yahuwah, ki Yahuwah siwa we nibrau. Make them praise the name of Jehovah. Yehallelu et shem Yahuwah, for he commanded, ki, hu, siwa, and they were created, with nibarau. When he created heaven and earth and the earthly plane, it was no wearisome labor for HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, blessed be he. For it is said even in Bereshit in Genesis 2 and 4, in the day that Yahuwah Elohim made earth and heaven, and also in Shemot, in Exodus 20:11, it reads, For in 6 days Yahuwah Jehovah made heaven and earth. It was no wearisome labor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he. He had only to command, and they formed themselves. Hence here it is said, Let them make them praise the name of the Lord. Yehallelu et shem Yahuwah. Praise the name of Jehovah. Heaven and earth were created on condition that they praise the name of the Lord, that they praise the name of Jehovah. Yehallelu et shem Yehovah. And here, 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 moving forward to the sixth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Meim Chet, Psalm 148, that reads, He hath made them fast forever and ever. He hath given them a law which shall not be broken. He hath established them forever and ever, for ever and ever. Waya elmidema la'ada le'olam. He hath also established them forever and ever. Waya elmidema la'ada le'olam. He hath made a decree that shall not be transgressed. Chaka natana weloa ya'ebor. What law did he give them? The law that, according to Bereshit, Genesis 1 and 6, reads, Let there make there be a firmament. Ever since their creation, heaven and earth have not budged. Ever since their creation, the iration, heaven and the earthly plane have not budged. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, created the earth, the earthly plane, to rejoice in it. If one dear speak thus like this, but Elohim has had no joy from the earth, the earthly plane, because after Adam sinned up, the earth, the earthly plane was cursed. As It is said even in Bereshit, Genesis 3 and 17, cursed is the ground for thy sake. Then came Cain and slew Abel. Hebel slew Abel. And Elohim asked, where is Abel thy brother? And Cain answered, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And Elohim replied, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth to me, crieth to I from the ground. And now, cursed art thou from the ground that hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. A fugitive and a wanderer shalt thou be in the earth. According to Bereshit chapter 4, verses 10 and verse 12. Thus, like this, did the Bnei Adam, the children of Adam, did not allow, let the Holy One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rejoice in His earth. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye all sea monsters and all deeps. Hear, hear, hear. Seventh verse of today's daily psalm in the Hebrew. Hallelujah et Yahuwah min ha'aretz. Taninima wekola tehomot. Praise your Jehovah from the earth, from the earthly plane. Hallelujah et Yahuwah min ha'aretz. Ye all sea monsters. Taninim. And all deeps and all depths. Wekola tehomot. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah said in Isaiah 43 and 7, everyone that is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, created man only for the sake of Kavodo, His glory. As Scripture says, even in Proverbs 16 and 4, the Lord hath made everything to be a witness to His glory. He created the heavens to sing His praises, His eyes, and so they sing them. As it is said, even in Psalm 19, the second verse Hebraically, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork, His handiwork. And even as the heavens and all that is in them sing praises, eyes of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, so also the earth and all that is in it and all that is in her sing His praises, His eyes, as it is said, praise the Lord from the earth. Hallelujah et Yahuwah min ha'aretz. Praise Jehovah from the earth, from the earthly plane. Hallelujah et Yahuwah min ha'aretz. All sing the praises, the eyes of HaMelech, of the king, of the Negus, even Negus and Neges. And who ought first to praise Him? And who should first praise Him? The people of the palace, and then the people of the city. Hence here it is said, praise your Jehovah from the heavens, and then praise Jehovah from the earth, from the earthly plane. After HaElohim's praises are sung from the heavens, who ought to be the first on earth to sing His praises, to sing His eyes? He that is larger than His fellow creatures. And who are the largest? The sea monsters, as it is said, of whom it is said in Bereshit and Genesis, even Genesis 1:21, and Elohim created the great sea monsters, the Taninim. Therefore, the first on earth to sing Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's praises, are the sea monsters, to whom it is said, ye, y'all, sea monsters, and all depths, Taninim, we call la Tehomot. How many Tehomot, deeps, there are is not stated explicitly in Scripture. One verse says, according to Proverbs 8 and 24, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. And another area of Scripture, even Shemot, Exodus 15 and 5, say, the deeps cover them. Even now, no man knows how many deeps, Tehomot, thereof, so that the sons of Korah, the B'nai Korah, are quoted as saying, even in Psalm 42 and 8, deep calleth to deep. Tehoma il tehoma korei. Deep calleth to deep. Tehoma illa tehoma korei. Deep calleth to deep. Hence, even here, it is said, praise the Lord, ye, y'all, sea monsters and all depths. Hallelujah. Eti Yahuwah. Tanim wekola tehomot. As many deeps, depths as there are, shall praise the name of the Lord, shall praise Jah, 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 Jah,
Rastafari, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise He, the Lord. Praise Him from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He had made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all these, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and all flying fowls, kings of the earth and all princesses, all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. Glory is above the earth and the heavens. He also exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even as the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise be the Lord. Jah. Da-na-na-na-na. For thy foot to be moved, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Oh yes, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Lord is thy shield, for the Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. Sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Jah shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. Jah shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Jah Rastafari. Yeah. Oh, I love Him, yeah. Love Him so.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Pablo Iry right there with Psalms 148, today's daily psalm, and Psalm 121 right there, there, there. I'd like to zoom in on verse 13 and look what time that we have right here. We have verse 13. Verse 13 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 148. And just in the studying the Hebrew and, you know, the meanings of the Hebrew, some KJV has like that old kind of English, you know, but then sometimes the words reflect things and concepts and ideas today. In verse 13, it says, let them praise. Well, let's get the KJV first up right here. The KJV says, let them praise the name of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. So the other day I was watching something, it was Westworld or something, it was talking about the sublime. It was talking about the sublime. I said sublime. So I went and looked up the word. And then I found out in looking up the word sublime, right, it had the Hebrew scriptural Hebrew, biblical Hebrew is the same word here that in the KJV they have his name is excellent. So the verse here, verse 13, it says, Yahalelu, let them praise Yahalelu et Shem Yahuwah, let them praise the Shem, the Hashem of he who be who he be. Second part of the verse, it says, Kia nisgab Shemo Levado, or Lebado. Kia nisgab Shemo Lebado. Modern Hebrew look or something like Kia nisgab Shemo Levado. But here the key part is key for, because nisgab. Now, nisgab is translated here from the Hebrew, look at the Sefer Tehillim. It has, for his name alone is exalted. So nisgab. Look at the word nisgab. It comes from the Hebrew sagab. It's the H7682. And the BDB, Brown's Drivers Briggs definition brings out this sense. Sagab, the root word, the root, sagab, to be high, to be inaccessibly high, right? To be inaccessibly high. So in some translations, you have it, he has exalted. But KJV curiously chooses excellent. Well, nisgab, right, coming from sagab, the nisgab, the nifal of it, which is to be high, to be set on high, to be like set on high in the sense of safety, like nisgab, to be exalted as Elohim is exalted, right? But as we bring out the real sense of this word, one sense, lofty, inaccessible, by implication to say safe and strong. Sometimes this word, sagab, translates as defend, sometimes as exalt, sometimes as be excellent, to be high, or to be set on high, to be lofty or set loftily, to be safe, to be set up on high, to be strong or to be too strong. But then when we recognize, so someone who's watching is just like a inspiration from small still voice, Elohim Ha'ab, the sublime, that's just stood out. You say, oh, the sublime. I said, sublime. I've heard people use that word. You wonder what it is in Hebrew. So here we have nisgab, the same word right here where it says ki in nisgab, for excellent, ki nisgab, for exalted, ki nisgab, for sublime, shemo, his name. Now, interesting about the Hashem, the Yod Hey Wahey or Yahweh, you know, is a name itself is a verb. It's a verb, you know. And the name, he who be, who he be, who becomes that which he will be, right, brings out that sense of his sublimeness, his sublimity. Now look at the word. I said sublime is an adjective, right, regarding his name, of such excellence. So therefore, for his name alone. Get that? For his name, not speaking about his attributes. The attributes bring out the sense of his name, he who be who he be. When he says, I am, I be who I become, I am, I be. It's a verb right there. So we have the various attributes, like he be holy, right? He be, in other words, set apart, right? He be loving, he be kind, he be forgiving, right? And even sometimes his becoming may seem as though opposite attributes. He can become opposite attributes because it's all about the Hashem. His name alone is sublime, of such excellence, grandeur, and beauty as to inspire awe. right, awe, admiration, right, even terror. He becomes, he be who he becomes, right? Some of the synonyms of sublime, his name is exalted, elevated, noble, lofty, awe-inspiring, awesome, majestic, magnificent, imposing, glorious, supreme, grand, great, outstanding, excellent, first rate, first class, superb, perfect, ideal, wonderful, marvelous. I mean, he who be who he be, right? See, in the Hebrew sense, those who understood Hebrew from the ancient times, when the Israelites said, well, his name, the Hashem, is Yahuwah, they were like, what? He becomes, you know, he was, he who was, he who is, he who is to become. That's sublime, wonderful, marvelous, splendid, delightful, blissful, rapturous. So, you know, we can go on with some of the synonyms, fantastic, fabulous, fab, super, right, terrific, right? Terrific has an interesting sense. Terrific, you know, like awe. It could be awesome or it could be awful. You see how those seem to have an opposite sense? You say something that is good is awesome. Something that's bad might be awful, right? Just inspires great awe. Awe, such awe that is sublime, stellar, heavenly, divine. They say mind-blowing, too good to be true, out of this world smashing. As a verb now, niskab, sublime, when we speak of a solid substance, change directly into vapor. So from one form he becomes, he be who he be. Therefore, it is impossible, not possible, to, you know, give a one-word definition of who the Almighty be except for the Hashem, because the Hashem is niskab. It is sublime. Ki niskab shemo lebado, alone, right? When we look at all other names, this name, right? Then look at the verb in the sense of science, you know, what we can know, right, based on meanings of words. A solid substance, right, changed directly into vapor when what? When heated. He says his word is what? Fire, right? His word, when heated, right, he is a consuming fire, typically forming a solid deposit, again, on cooling. Like when someone says, well, ice sublimed away, leaving the books dry and undamaged. Also, in the verb sense of sublime is to elevate, right, to elevate to a high degree of moral, the genuine morality, or spiritual purity or excellence. Let your thoughts be sublimed by the spirit of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Let your thoughts be sublime, be high, 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 as his name alone. From Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4, looking at the time right here, let's see if we can bring this out. Isaiah chapter 12, let's get this right here. It's a little note here in the notes, as we have time and, you know, we seek out these notes and we find some very sublime reasonings in the notes and the points of reference elsewhere to the scriptures as we study. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4, it reads right here. It says, and in that day shall y'all say, praise Yahweh, he who be who he be. Call upon his name, Shemo. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted, that his name is high, 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 is high, is inaccessible. Even to try to figure, well, what does it mean, he be who he be, Yahweh? What he did for Yasharala, for Yisrael, has the effect of magnifying him before all peoples, making it evident that his majesty, not his glory, but his majesty transcends the universe, the universe. Last part of the verse, his glory is above the earth and the heavens. His glory, hodo, hodo, al eretz, above the eretz, the earthly plane, vishamayi, with and shamayi, and the heavens, the place of the celestial waters. So here, 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 yes, I. A big hallelujah shot. Shot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes,
King David sits upon the heavenly throne. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
See, sure.
This is our leave it alone. Hallelujah.
I'm going to say justice, no, say justice.
Here you, Zion.